so many parties going on tonight.
Dude, I was fucking... I didn't even know parties were going on until I was walking to Hy-Vee, like, maybe, like, an hour before I came here.
Yeah.
And, I seen this guy walking up to me, and he looked like a mad scientist. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not a North Memorial doctor.
You sure it wasn't just Doc Brown?
No, dude, it was just fucking... He just looked like a fucking mad-ass scientist. Like, someone, like, I made Frankenstein-looking motherfucker. And that's when I put two and two together, like, it is the day before Halloween.
Yeah.
And then I walked by him and I was like, doctor? And he didn't say anything to me. And I was like, he is a mad scientist. Well, and then the wind blew my way. And then I was like, that motherfucker smells great. It's like, what's that, cocoa butter? Like,
cheers.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, well, tomorrow's fucking Halloween. And I mean, it's Sunday.
Well, as of the day of this recording, tomorrow's Halloween, yes.
But it's like... Sunday. Who's gonna party and get fucked up and have to go to work on Monday, you know? All the parties are tonight.
You just don't celebrate Halloween like a true fucking religious person, then. Because I celebrate Halloween no matter what day it is. I take the day off the day of, if not the day after Halloween, just so I can do what I want to do on Halloween.
So you gotta work Monday?
Yep. And it was gonna be Monday morning. And then Jake called me and was like, hey, do you still want to work nights? And I was like, I sure the fuck do! So my vacation's pretty much like 2.5 days if you count the time that I'm not getting paid.
But I'm confused. Are you going to get wasted tomorrow?
There's a possibility. I meant to wink with the wrong eye. That's what I've been trying to do lately. I've been like, hey, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. Say some sideways. And then I'll go. So like, I'm winking, but no one knows. He was like, why does he keep looking at me funny?
Man, you get that eye fucking falling out of your head.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like the taste of this.
How bad is
it's
it?
It's a bitter.
I mean, it says bitter on it, TJ.
Yes, I
know. Oh, by the way, welcome to Nuclear Playground. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
We're hanging out with our boy that we've known for a long-ass time. This is TJ, a.k.a. Tomas Julio, a.k.a. the Bird Stabber, a.k.a. the Boomer Bomber, a.k.a. the...
Television.
A.k.a. Television, a.k.a. Tom.
Better known as T-Home by my high school teacher.
Who was that kid that used to come over to your house? What was it, Colin?
Oh.
And he used to always call you Tom.
Yeah.
He was trying to induct you into white society.
Randy always played with Christian, and all they did was just play Barbies.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I have a cousin who, I just thought that was just his thing. It was like, he just liked girls' toys over boys' toys. I didn't know that what, like, being gay was actually like. I just knew that my mom had a trans friend. That was it. And, Randy would always come over, and, like, he'd always, like, want to, like, I'd be like, hey, you want to play Ninja Turtles? Nah, I want to play House. Okay, well, you can go to Toys Room and do that. And somehow I get incorporated in it. So anyway, like, he's like, I'm using all of the toys dolls. The toy don't like dolls. And then me and my sister would just end up using all my Ninja Turtles. So, like, he would be like mom and pops. And we'd be like, radical, 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 radical.
That's funny.
And then he had, like, a massive collection of, like, Cabbage Patch Kids and shit like that. Which I was actually impressed by. I wish I could fucking have a collection like that. I had a similar collection, but with, like, Power Rangers at one point in time.
I think I had a collection of Mortal Kombat. Like, they were like G.I. Joe size.
I remember those. They were made by the same people, actually, I think.
Yeah. I had all seven of them. I didn't pay for a single one of them.
I'm going to smell your drink, TJ. We were going to do wine and meat, and we did not do that today.
No, we were supposed to do that tomorrow.
Not supposed to do that today. 50th
anniversary.
Oh, we're doing that for the 50th?
Yeah.
We'll do it for the 50th.
This is a Halloween one, remember? And then the next one is the...
But I want wine and meat now!
Oh,
nah.
Shit.
No.
I left two cans of pop in the freezer.
Oh, they're going to blow up.
Oh, well, it's like TJ can't drink more bitters. This just smells like flowers and things I don't want to fuck with. Mm-mm. It's not touching my face.
That's dying. It's supposed to be a mix. You should be putting in, like, some... This is like a grenadine replacement or something.
No, it doesn't... No, because grenadine smells good, but tastes like ass. That... Guaranteed smells like the same ass it came out of.
Smells like shit and tastes like shit. Anybody who likes grenadine, like, without putting
it in. I hate grenadine.
It's fucking gross.
Unless you, I can put like a small amount in a tall Tom Collins, but it has to be like a centimeter's worth of grenadine.
In a Tom Collins.
Yeah.
Yes.
In a Tom Collins. But I've had people like drown my Tom Collins in grenadine.
That's so stupid.
Or like Eric Martin used to fucking get Shirley Temples when he didn't feel like drinking at Game Works and shit like that. And they would just drown his shit in grenadine. And he'd be like, I don't even want this shit anymore.
I liked fucking the brain hemorrhage.
Oh, brains. No, it was called like brains. I just thought it was called. Because it was I know this is a strawberry schnapps and Bailey's. If you pour the Bailey's in with a funnel, right?
Yeah, through a fork.
Yeah. Or a fork, yeah. But you use a funnel too, like a really narrow funnel.
Yeah. And then it would do the thing, and then you'd drop a thing of grenadine in it, and it would like go in between cracks and look like a bleeding brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it's delicious.
It tastes like a chocolate covered cherry or something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
It's actually really good.
But you can't put too much grenadine in it, otherwise it tastes like butt. Like, you gotta get, like, a fucking Visine dropper, like...
Oh, I got some of those. Mm. Don't ask why.
I don't think there's any too many other Halloween-related drinks that I can think of. That I've had, at least.
No?
I mean, I know they exist.
I mean, I'm sure there's some shit, like, people make up. Like, this bubbling brew.
The bubbling brew. Ooh, Eye of Newt. Right. Oh! Let's see here. Halloween mix drinks.
Blood. Bloody Mary.
Ha! There is one called Witch's Brew. Yeah. It's fucking dumb. It is a... of course, make me read like 5 paragraphs before I actually get it.
I hate those recipes. Like, I don't need a whole...
Oh, God. It's got Midori in it. I'm done.
Ugh.
I don't even know what Cointreau smells like. Or, I mean, tastes like. But I don't want it. Midori, control, and lemon juice. We've got Vampire's Kiss Cocktail. Vodka, Chambord, black raspberry liqueur, cranberry juice, lemon juice, grenadine. Bunch of grossness. Halloween Punch, skipping that. That seems like a fucking WAP with pumpkin in it.
With pumpkin?
Oh, gross. Gross. Look at it. Fucking look at it. Just fucking look at it. It looks like someone threw up in my cup. Pumpkin martini.
No. I'm sorry, no.
I actually have to click a link for this one. yuck. Just fucking yuck, B. What's in this monstrosity? Ugh. Ugh. Oh, I can't. They show me a bigger picture of it. Ugh. So fucking gross. Oh, vodka and pumpkin? Vodka and pumpkin? Okay. Oh, vodka, heavy cream. What? Pure maple syrup.
No.
Canned pumpkin puree, not pumpkin pie filling. Pumpkin pie spice, purchased or homemade. Vanilla extract, and then graham crackers for the rim. Because why
not?
Because fuck margarita salt, I guess.
Well, I mean, would you want salt with your pumpkin pie or fucking
graham maybe crackers? I mean, they're putting salt in everything sugary now.
No, that makes perfect sense for that nasty ass mixed drink.
Pumpkin old fashioned. Have you had old fashioned? I have not, but you've told me that you had one before, I think.
No. I ain't never.
What was that one fucking weird ass drink that. Oh, no, you're talking about some. There was some shit with slow gin in it that you had. Or was it just slow gin?
I don't remember. But that was.
No, Manhattan. Manhattan.
No, that was like vermouth.
Manhattan's and old fashions are kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like vermouth and some kind of whiskey or some shit. I can't remember.
Bourbon, wild pumpkin turkey. Puree. Maple syrup, pumpkin pie. I'm sorry, pumpkin pie spice and vanilla. Yuck. Corpse Reviver. Gin, lemon juice, control, dry vermouth, absinthe.
I'll have one of those.
I've not had absinthe, but I would like.
That sounds disgusting. Absinthe is gross.
Dude, it sounds like a fucking sour-ass martini. I'd drink that.
I don't, man. Okay.
I mean, how much absinthe is in it?
Absinthe is gross, look like? Bro.
It tastes... Oh, it looks like a ghost. It looks like it will kill you before you when you drink it.
I'm down with that.
Death in the afternoon.
I want that one.
Absinthe, champagne, simple syrup. Wow, you are getting fucked up. That's a mimosa for people who want to die. That's a...
I heard that shit ain't even that bad. That absinthe, like, as far as alcohol, like, getting fucked up.
It depends on where you buy it from, because a lot of places in the States, you can't get it with the wormwood in it. I know you can get it in Detroit, though.
But, yeah, no, from what I heard, it's just a fucking marketing tool.
Des, we have a problem.
What?
I feel like that is fighting the tequila.
What is?
That gross Campari.
You so what, fighting it like you want to drink that more than tequila?
No.
No, there's a battle in his stomach.
Oh, you should have just drank the tequila with me.
Yeah, I should have.
You want some water?
Drink some water. Cleanse your palate. Rinse that thing out. Okay, last drink and then I'm going to fucking move on to something else. Zombie cocktail.
Listen.
Don't even tell me.
Just hear it.
White rum, spiced rum, dark rum. Optional 151 rum is the optional one.
Oh, God.
Lime juice, lemon juice, pineapple juice, passion fruit syrup, orange bitters, grenadine. I'd fuck with it.
That doesn't even sound bad. That sounds like a good
I would
thing.
Fuck with it.
I think I
no,
would.
No, I know too. What they call it, a zombie cocktail, though.
Why?
Because it's like the Long Island iced tea of Jamaica, B. This is going to fuck you up.
Long Island
this,
iced
this tea. Looks cool. This will fuck you up. There's like 18 different shots in here with a dash of juice.
So there's a lot of juice in there, man. You just listed off like
no, that's
10
an optical
juices.
Illusion. Oh, okay, one more, and we already know what it's made of, so I'm not gonna list the ingredients. But Bloody Mary made the Halloween list.
Yeah,
but you know what? I like Bloody Marys as a fucking drink in general.
That's tomato juice and
every time I go to a bar, it's tomato juice and vodka and like whatever else you want to throw in there, like pickles, olives, whatever. Yeah. But beef sticks. That's a big plus for me if you put that in there. But yeah, or and then like some rim salt, like some spicy rim salt. That'd be yeah. Hot sauce, put some hot sauce in the Bloody Mary. Delicious. But,
that reminds me of that.
I get those at bars just on regular fucking evening hours. I got judged the last time I got a Bloody Mary at a bar, like 2 months ago. Went to the Legion. It's the first time I've been in a bar since the pandemic started. And I was like, I haven't had a Bloody Mary in forever. I'm going to have a Bloody Mary. And I know that they make them good at the Legion. And they give you a fucking, they give you like Sellers a low stuff. Ball full of beer. For a chaser. I'm air quoting chaser here. But, no, man. So, like, you basically get a free drink with your Bloody Mary. So, I went there, ordered the Bloody Mary. I said, let me get a Bloody Mary. This broad, who I don't know from, like, anything, looks dead in my eyes and says, who gets a Bloody Mary at 11 o'clock at night? And I was like, bitch, I do. I like Bloody Marys.
Like, what the fuck? No, at first, I'm like, man, Sprouts on this some... dumb shit here with this goddamn Bloody Marys, but as soon as somebody else had something bad to say, I'm like, fuck that shit, drink that Bloody
Mary. Bloody Marys and fucking chiladas, what, like Clamato or tomato juice, dude, they're like snacks in a can, man. You get like a little bit of prot. You can fucking, with the fucking chiladas, I treat chiladas like Bloody Marys. I throw olives and pickles and fucking meat sticks in there. Yeah. Sometimes I'll pour a shot of vodka in my chelada.
I don't know why you're shaking your head at me. Like
I'm nodding my head at you.
I'm not going to agree with you. Because all that shit sounds like I could do with tomato soup. Like I can't even. It's just not my thing. Like I said, man, just give me whiskey. Zombie whiskey. Put a finger in it. So, I got a question.
I have an answer, maybe.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you guys, or maybe this is a better question. Have you ever got spooked before? Like, you seen anything crazy, heard anything crazy?
On Halloween or just in general?
In general.
define spooked in the context of this question, because there's several levels of spooked. You know what I'm saying? Like
you see, sometimes you're walking down the
street and then, like, there's like a female walking across on the other side of the street across from you, and then like some nigga stops his car and he gets out and he starts running after her, and I'm like, oh, I'm a little startled. But it's like, is that spooked, or you mean just like some just shit out of left field, just
some shit that you can't explain,
but it like freaked me out?
Yeah.
What year was it I went to that fucking conference? 2018? Went to that MMBA conference. It's a municipal liquor.
Talk about the thing. Dude who had the heart attack and died?
Yeah. Yeah. So my room wasn't ready yet. So I had to put my shit up. And, you know, I had to put my shit up and in my manager at the time in her room. I put my shit in her room. We're walking out the room. I see a couple other managers run by. Like, what's going on? No, I'm sorry. One other manager. Her and a firefighter, which I did not know was a firefighter at the time. They go running down the hallway. And I'm like, what's going on? We need an AED. I'm like, what for? I follow them. My mind is just dead on the floor. Like, legit dead on the floor. And I only know this because I was there when they fucking tried to revive his ass. He's, like, D-E-D, dead on the fucking floor. I will never forget this fucking day. I probably brought this up in like 5 other episodes, but I'm bringing it up again. Man dead on the floor. So I take off running because there's no AED in sight. My boss, Tom, where are you going? Why are you running? We need an AED. He's like, oh shit. So he follows me. We're running up the stairs, go to the front desk. Mind you, this whole resort, it's in Alexandria. This whole resort is huge. It's like fucking 2 miles round. And I'm like, we need an AED. Oh, well, we keep it at the front desk. And it's already on its way down. What if I needed it like a half a mile that way? So we take off running. I make it just in time, like right before the AED makes it to the hands of the firefighter. Now I know he's a firefighter because that plain white t-shirt has a little firefighter symbol on it. Like, my dad's got a similar t-shirt, but like blue or some shit. And, he fucking hooks dude up to the shit, like, you know, like the EKG machine works.
Yeah.
He hooks him up like that, and the thing goes.
Cables.
Yeah, the thing goes. Step away from the patient, and then it goes. Whoa, 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 whoa. But you don't see nothing happening to the fucking body, right? It's just sitting there, and then you hear whoa, 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 whoa. That's it, right? It goes. Begin compressions. Firefighter's doing his thing, fucking doing CPR and shit. Step away from the patient, and now it's like. Wow, wow, wow. And then after that, it said, pow! Like it sounded like a gunshot almost. Yep. And it was so loud, TJ. Like, the zapping and that pow, it was so loud. It felt like I was getting electrocuted. Like, that's how... dude, it was crazy. And then after that pow, dude shot up. Like, he was still on the ground, but, like, he sat up like fucking... like some Matrix Mortal Kombat style. Like, huh! And then... start speaking in tongues and shit. Like, how'd you about that? Who's about to hit the boo? And then fell back down. And then dude checked his pulse. He's alive. They fucking got him on the stretcher because the ambulance finally made it over there. They carted him off. Shit was fucking wild, B. He had to get fucking heart surgery. He's alive. We all fucking signed a card. I think we donated some money to him, all that shit. My boss, some fucking weeks later, give me this fucking bottle of Woodford Reserve Taco Bell. Thanks for helping out with Ruben. And I was like, all I did was run really fast. And then I was like, I'm going to keep it for special occasions because I got it for doing something special, right? The instant I fucking brought it home, I'm talking to fucking, like, my cousin Chris and a bunch of cats in my Destiny guild, or in my clan in Destiny, and I'm explaining to them, like, how I earned this bottle, and I'm telling the whole story I told you guys just now, and I was like, damn, man, I'll never forget that I just watched a man die and come back to life. And as soon as I had that thought, I drank like half that fucking bottle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll do it.
I consider that a good spooking. What about you, TJ? When was the last time you got spooked? How'd you get majorly spooked out?
Yep.
I don't think I have.
There's gotta be at least one good time where, like, you just...
Do you ever fucking... Okay, you work in apartments and shit, right?
Yeah.
You ever find, like...
A dead guy?
Or blood... Yeah, I have a couple of times.
Was it spooky?
No, it was gross. And it was. It was... It definitely stunk and stuck with me for a while, but...
Ah, okay.
Or did something crazy happen, like some... Shit, like a ghost.
No ghosts. Me and my coworker, we went to Apple Valley to clean out this apartment.
Yeah.
And when we get the keys, the maintenance guy and the lady working in the office told us they wouldn't even go inside because apparently this lady died in the upstairs bedroom. And nobody knew about it. Shit. Hold on. All right, yeah. And then my company gets called to basically remove everything from that whole entire unit. And once we finally made it upstairs, in the middle of the fucking mattress is just an outline.
Yep. Of moisture.
And I was the one that had to fucking carry it down.
Carry what down?
The mattress. Dirty mattress.
What?
Yeah, that's right, you guys. That's,
It's like, remember when we were golfing and I asked Trev to get the fucking frisbee out the water and he had just got his out the water and he was throwing up? And I was like, please get my disc out the water. And you were like, look at him. And he said, ugh.
That was Chris.
Was it Chris? I thought TJ, no, remember TJ had walked and met us there.
I know that was Chris that was telling him, look at him. Because I was looking. I just got out of that water.
Dude. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that shit was fucking stinking as shit. Like, it smelled like sewage. I'm sure there was dead things in there.
My ass was trying to justify it. Like, come on, man, it can't be that bad. You've already been in there once. And you were like, ugh. Yeah. All right, what about you, Sharon? What's your big spookins?
My most recent?
In general, like. Oh, no, yeah, most recent was your question, I suppose.
God, dude. Well, I mean, Holly died in my arms, and, like, that whole thing.
I remember you telling me about that.
But after that, there was a few weeks after Holly actually just died, like, for good this time. And I was in the bathroom here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it has anything to do with Holly or, like... I just can't explain my fucking bathroom door. Because I was pissing, right?
Yeah.
And the bathroom door swung open. And I'm like, I'm in here. Like, hello, what the fuck? But nobody
Oh, you
in.
Told me about that, yeah.
Yeah, and the door hit me. So I was like, who the fuck did that? And I went... turned around real quick and went to yell at, like, whatever kid was there. But there was no kid. And then I go through my other door that goes into the dining room. And I'm like, who the fuck was in the hallway? Like, who opened the door? And everybody was like, what are you talking about? well, who just hit me with the fucking door while I was taking a piss? And they're like, Ronald was on the computer. Riley was, God, I don't know where everybody else was. Jamie was sitting over there. And she was like, I don't know. So I'm like, I was curious. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. It's the superstitious part of me. He's like, hey, that could have been Holly fucking with you. Because, like, Holly did just die. And, like, anytime I was in the bathroom, like, at her place,
mm-hmm.
like, she would always try to come in the bathroom. while I'm in there. Like, regardless if I'm working or using it. Because
she was, like, fucked up most of the time, wasn't she?
Yeah. And she was always trying to talk to me. So I'm, like, part of me was like, oh, that could have been Holly. But then it could have just been whatever. Like, this place is weird. Like,
that. Well, how long ago did you move in here again? Like, 4 years ago?
Yeah. It's almost 4 years
ago. So more recently, I'm sorry, not more, more, less recent than my resort experience, but about a year before that, me and Sharm, they had just moved in here, and we were burning up all the cardboard in this fireplace and shit.
Yep.
Jamie had this dope-ass fucking painting, just massive fucking painting sitting still on there. The mantle. It's still there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, I can't tell because the TV's there now, but, massive fucking painting sitting there, right? We're Snapchatting and, like, joking around and fucking burning shit in the fireplace.
Fucking piles of paper, like, up on the mantle, right? Still waiting to be burned.
No windows are open. It's fucking dead of winter. Sherm's down there, like, right in front of the fireplace, throwing shit in there. I'm sitting there talking shit to him. Next thing you know, I said, look out! Because the picture, the painting, not even plain to you. Like, if it was slanted like this, right? It would have to tip like this for him to fall on him. It didn't tip. It just shot off the fucking wall. Like, Ant-Man just kicked that bitch like, bet! And so I just, out of nowhere, was like, look out! And he looked up and was like, karate block!
Yeah, he did. I put my arm on the block and it fucking landed on the one of the fireplace doors and it had bent it. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I look up and the painting's here and I pick it up, but the stacks of paper were still up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it had to have...
Not a single paper moved.
It had to have figured out how to go over the paper and onto me. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, that was it.
So you were here when we were helping them move in here, right?
Yeah.
Remember when we made that Legend of Time Up kid out? That weird-ass corner upstairs? Oh, yeah. And I was like, stay your ass in this corner so I come home. And they never came home. And the kid just stayed there till he died, right? That was like the whole legend we made up. So we were joking about timeout kids so much after that day we had helped them move in that, like, me and Sharm came to the conclusion that either A, there's a real fucking ghost in there and we're just going to call him timeout kid for the time being, or B, me, you, and Chris made timeout kid real just from bringing him up for so much.
But yeah, not like weird shit happens in this house.
Weird shit happens in this motherfucking garage, B.
But, I mean, this garage, though, was, like, the first house.
I think I met one of the downstairs rats when I stayed here last weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I heard some shuffling around. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. No, but this was the first house. I mean, there's a sewer line. There's a basement. There's an attic. Fireplace.
There's a hatch that leads to the basement inside and out.
Yep. And they built this house first, and then... And while they were living here, that's when they built the main house. And after,
if you really wanted to, you can get on some rich people shit and make this a guest house.
Well,
but you have to get rich people taxes.
But that's the problem, right there. And then they went and cut a big ass hole in one of the walls, and and made it into a garage. And now it's a garage / studio. But. To get back to what I was saying, yeah, like, it's old. It's got some history.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had...
Can you imagine how many people died in this house before, like, the housing market just went crazy, like, in the 20th century?
Well, my house now is 100 years old, I think.
Probably more so. This house here... This house here that we're sitting is older. Yeah, it's, like, fucking, like, eight... When Minnesota was founded, just a little bit after that, probably.
Yeah, this house is older. This little garage house, it's older by at least.
It's an old-ass swamp house for sure.
But over that house, that one's 100 years old. So, I mean, you think about, like, yeah, I'm sure somebody died in there. But, I mean, I don't think a house necessarily has to have somebody die in it for them to, like, leave behind some sort of something, you know, like an imprint in time.
You know, it's funny. I used to fuck with kids that used to come into my house, like, yeah. Like the basement before it was, like, my actual room. It was, like, a little party area and shit. And So, like, during birthday parties and stuff, like, all these kids would come in the basement, and, like, they would always point up at the fucking ceiling, like, where the vent would be at. And there's, like, this, like, blue, there's, like, these little blue splotches there. Like, I don't know what was, like, what it was, but it's been there ever since we moved in. Like, you've probably even seen them before. And kids used to always be like, what are those blue splotches? And I'd be like, oh, someone got shot and killed down here, and it's been here so long that the blood turned blue. And they just bought that shit because there was no such thing as the internet back then. I loved the 80s. Oh my god, you could tell niggas anything and they would just buy that shit hook, line, and sinker because you couldn't just fucking pull up your fucking information in your pocket.
I would have known you were lying. Because I already knew it turned black.
I seen it.
Yep, I did.
Shall we shake the piggy bank?
Yeah.
Let the freshman pay some bills.
Piggy bank. Oh, my ears. That feels good. I'm going to stab something.
Okay. We'll be back. How's the theme go now? Oh. This is Jeopardy.
Okay.
This is Halloween themed. At least this is what the internet tells me.
Halloween themed to Jeopardy's.
We've got... We've got... Here's our topics. Food.
Okay.
History.
Okay.
Creatures.
Okay.
Trivia 1 and okay. Trivia 2. No idea what those two mean, but that's what it is. 100 to 500 are our fucking dollar values for this point system.
Creatures for 200. Oh, wait.
No, let's flip a coin. Let's flip a coin. Right, TJ.
Flip a coin.
Coin me.
Here's a dime.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't have a coin.
Since you are our guest, TJ, you get to call heads or tails.
All right. Tails.
Oh, fuck. I flicked too hard. Let's try one more time. My bad. Okay, one more again. Heads or tails?
Motherfucking tails.
It is heads.
All right. Let me get creatures for 200.
Creatures for 200.
Okay.
What is a male witch called? That was TJ. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I have to reset because I actually put three teams on. No, you make it two teams. I apologize. Creatures for 200?
Yep.
Same question. What is... Charm.
A warlock.
But...
What is a warlock?
How do I get the answer? Oh, here we go. That is a warlock. That goes to Charm.
Bleep, bleep. Thank you. I got $200 and I am out. Let's pee. No.
It's still your pick.
Okay. History for 400.
All right. Before, can we do a less table bangy solution?
No.
Do you have a lighter? Do like this.
Okay. First to flame.
Just flick. No, just flick it. Are you gonna do first to flame or first to flick?
First to flame. First to flick.
First to flick or first to flame?
First to flick.
Okay. First to flick. So you don't have to make a flame, just flick it. All right, ready? You said history for 400?
Yeah.
Oof. Okay, here we go. In 1962, a society was established for what well-known vampire? TJ.
Dracula?
It is Dracula.
Shot in the dark.
DJ, it's now your pick.
It's alright, because I'm going to stab him and take his money.
Give me Creatures 300.
Okay. What is the purpose of a ghoul? That was Charm.
To assist a vampire. Yes. A vampire's assistant, basically.
Nope. TJ?
Shit, I don't know. Hold on. Shot in the dark.
You only got so many seconds.
Fuck.
Meh, meh, meh. Rob Graves. Ghouls Rob Graves.
What?
I guess it says Rob Graves.
Rob Graves. Okay. That's a person? Who is this Rob Graves? Okay.
TJ, is still your pick?
Fuck. Give me History 500.
History 500. Ooh, okay. Dude. The Romans called Halloween Pomona Day. She was the goddess of blank. Sure.
Pumpkins.
Pumpkins. No. TJ?
Monsters.
The correct answer is fruit or gardens.
I was close.
You was close. I said pumpkins. Actually, I should be giving you guys less points for each wrong answer, but I'm not doing that. That's a lot of math I don't feel like doing.
We'd be broke as fuck.
I'm like, you owe Jeopardy $1,000. TJ, is still your pick.
Oh, why?
Because we suck at this. Well, I do, at least.
What were the categories one more time?
Food, history, creatures, trivia 1, or trivia 2.
Okay, give me food 200.
Food 200. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? Oh, Charm.
It's a fruit.
The answer is, it is a fruit.
Boo. How much was that?
That was 200.
Oh. That was why it was only so easy. Give me them 200, please.
It's your pick, Charm.
Okay.
Here, you can see what's available.
Oh. Oh. Fuck. Trivia for 200. Trivia one for 200.
The corpse flower gets its name from blank. Oh, I'm sorry. The corpse flower gets its name from its blank. Sharon.
Smell.
It's from its smell.
Mm-hmm.
You're now in the lead by 200.
Those 200s.
The score now is Jeremy 600, TJ 400. It's your pick.
Trivia 2 for 200s.
Within 100 pounds, what is the heaviest pumpkin on record?
What?
Charm.
98.7 pounds.
Whoa! You are way off. 1,446 pounds. Oh, I should have gave TJ an answer, a chance to respond to that, but no, I just wanted to. I was shocked by that answer.
Within 100 pounds. Oh! Yeah, I don't know why I put the limit. It has to be close to 100 pounds. That's what my brain said.
Like 100 pounds, no higher.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It's still your picture.
Okay. Food for 400.
The pumpkin shit. Okay. In what country do kids enjoy eating chocolate skulls? TJ.
Mexico.
The correct answer is Mexico.
I was going to say it too. Like,
yeah. Now you're in the lead by 200. It is now 800 TJ, 600 Jeremy. It's for your control over the board. Here are our subjects. Food, history, creatures, trivia 1, trivia 2.
Give me food 500.
Food 500. Even I don't know the answer to this. What is the first wrapped penny candy in America? TJ.
Turnip.
Turnip! Do you know, Sherm?
A butterscotch?
The correct answer is Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll, okay. She just said a turnip. A turnip! And poor ass kid.
TJ, you still have control over the board.
Oh, shit.
Turnip. Okay. Okay. This is a double jeopardy. Within 3% points. This doesn't make sense. Whoever programmed this, their English is within 3% points is what it says. What percentage of Americans decorate their homes for Halloween? Sure.
50%.
TJ?
68.5? I don't know.
If you're dyslexic, you'd be right, because it would have been 86.
Holy shit.
86% of people decorate their homes for Halloween.
That doesn't seem right.
Not on my block.
Not over here.
It's like one house per block.
Yeah. It's like, that's what it is. I think that's like all old statistics.
That information is skewed. This information is from pre-algorithm days.
It's maybe taken in Anoka, where it's supposedly the Halloween capital of the world.
Who had the board last? TJ?
Yeah.
TJ still has the board.
Okay. Give me trivia 1, 300.
Oh, 300?
Yeah.
Fuck, I hit 100. You have to take 100. I can't go back. Spiders have 8 legs and 8 blank. TJ.
Eyes.
That's yeah. Correct.
He's pulling the trigger faster than me.
Nah, it's because I executed enough of them.
I took all 8 of the eyes out at once. All right, TJ.
Okay, give me trivia 1, 300.
Okay, going back to that. Ooh. Interesting question. I don't even know this. What is the best-selling Halloween candy? TJ?
Best-selling?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Candy corn?
Nope. Charm?
Tootsie Rolls.
Snickers!
I was going that next.
Still your board, TJ.
Okay. Give me trivia 1. Trivia 2. 100. It's that bad?
The first jack-o'-lantern was carved out of what, TJ? Fucking 100 points. Okay, you're bored. Mad at that turnip shit. Backstory for the listeners. We didn't even hit record yet. I said I had a fucking Jeopardy thing planned. This nigga out of left field was like, jack-o'-lanterns used to be turnips. another side note, I knew that. Okay, so still you're bored. We've got some stuffs.
Give me creatures 100.
TJ's actually killing it right now. He's leading by 400.
I know.
You said creatures 100? What animal is believed to protect witches' powers from negative charm?
Black cats.
It was a black cat.
That is easy.
You have 100 points, putting you at 700 to TJ's 1,000, and you have control of the board.
Let me get... Creatures for 400.
Creatures for 400. Bam, 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 bam. It's a double of Jeopardy.
Okay.
That's what I should have called this fucking episode, Duval of Jeopardy. On which continent are vampire bats found, Charm?
Brazil.
Continent.
Oh, South America.
South America. You are now in the lead by 100. You are at 1,100.
Okay.
What do you would like to pick on the board?
Let's clear creatures for 500.
Oh, you sound like an expert Jeopardy player now. Like, I went to college.
I didn't.
I gotta keep an eye on you guys' lighters. A lycanthrope is commonly called, Charm.
Werewolf.
There you go. There's an audience clap. All right. You're gonna lead by 600. Okay. You have control of the board.
Let's do food for 100.
Food for 100? How do pumpkins grow, TJ?
In the fucking ground.
That answer is absolutely correct. It is in the fucking ground. No, that's wrong.
It's on a vine.
It's on a vine. There you go. 100 points for sure.
In the fucking ground. That'd be awesome.
What if it said in the fucking ground? I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'd be like, take this phone. It's on fucking, it's still your board.
Jeez. Ah, jeez. Let me get food for 300.
Ah, jeez. Ah, jeez. Food for 300. At Halloween parties, kids might bob for...
apples.
Well, I mean, you did click first, but you...
apples.
Also said apples as you clicked it. Apples!
Love it.
You're officially in the lead by 1,000. 2,000 to 1,000. It is still your board.
Let's do trivia one for 400.
Trivia one for 400. We are out of daily doubles, by the way.
Good. Those things give me fucking anxiety.
Oh, wait. I owe you fucking 300 points, Sherm, because the daily double was the vampire bat one. So let me adjust that. I just realized that I didn't add the...
yeah, I'm even more richer.
Yeah, so you're ahead by 1,300 right now. Within 5 seconds is the record for fast... I'm sorry. Within 5 seconds, what is the record for fastest pumpkin carver? Sharm.
15.
DJ?
25.
Wait, hang on.
What's the answer?
Nope. So, yeah, it's 37 seconds. I was doing the math in my head. You have to get it within 5 seconds, so you would have had to guess 32.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. That's good attempt. What is the attempt?
Pretty fast.
You still has the board.
Let's get rid of Trivia 1 500.
Ba-bam, ba-bam. I was kidding. Oh.
Sucks.
The fear of Halloween is called
Halloweenophobia.
No.
The fuck should I know? But
do you know what the original, do you know what like Halloween is based off of?
I knew at a time, but right now my memories are not working.
Well, I'm gonna break it down to you. The original Halloween was basically Samhain. It's a fucking, or they call him Sam. It's pronounced Samhain, but it's spelled Samhain. And it's like a Celtic ceremony. And Samhainophobia is the fear of Halloween. Also, a lot of cheesy fucking Halloween movies have Samhain as like characters. I learned that on a whole nother podcast. Jim Jeffries had like a whole Halloween factoid podcast not too long ago. It was really good. You should listen to it. It's good. Anyways, that's that. You still have the board, Jeremy?
Let's do trivia for 2 for $400.
Trivia 2 for $400?
Yeah.
What is the original purpose of a jack-o'-lantern? Sure.
To light up as a light source.
No.
Okay.
TJ.
To ward off evil spirits.
To ward off evil spirits.
Hey! You're in control of
your board.
Give me history too.
What country celebrates the Day of the Dead? TJ.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Give me trivia 3.
What?
Trivia 3?
I mean history 3.
What is the first country to celebrate Halloween? TJ.
That shit. It's either Ireland or Scotland. Ireland.
Nope.
Scotland.
Sure.
Scotland.
Nope. It's Eggland.
What the fuck is that?
Eggland. It's supposed to, be, supposed to say England, but they put an H before the N. Eggland.
Fuck.
Fucking keeping that screenshot. Still TJ's board.
Give me trivia too. The last one.
The 500.
500. What famous magician died on Halloween 1926? Jeremy.
Houdini.
The answer is Harry Houdini.
Yeah.
Last one is history 100.
Yep.
In what country did mummies originate? Jeremy.
Egypt.
Egypt.
Yeah. Egypt.
Yeah.
What was the score on that?
The score on that was... Wait. How do I get back at... Oh, continue. It was Jeremy 2,900, TJ 1,600. Boop, boop,
good
boop.
Game. That was fun. Good game. I didn't like that. It made me feel weird.
Turnips.
It made me feel...
You saw how frustrated I got. That question popped up in my head and my face, and I was like, fuck.
I was like, I knew this.
Motherfucking turnips. Like, I knew it, but, like, I knew that you had already brought it up before already today. So
yeah,
like,
he was just he was talking about it. Like, this is. I swear to God, Sprout and TJ were platinum.
Goddamn turnips. He said. I don't know, the motherfucking ground?
So, plans for Halloween?
Are we still going to do the wolf mask thing tomorrow? Or, yeah, well, day of this recording tomorrow?
Yeah.
Where are we doing this at?
I don't know.
I'm not doing it in this block.
No.
I'm not getting shot. They're going to be like, werewolf, pow, pow! I pack silver bullets just for this day.
That would be the silliest fucking day to go around trying to get justice against evil is Halloween. I once saw Halloween Kills late yesterday.
Yeah, how was it?
Actually, it wasn't bad. I don't see why it didn't do very well in the theaters. It was violent, which is great. Classic Michael Myers, like, stab him up. Smash some skulls in.
I've heard some complaints about it.
Yeah.
It's not going to keep me from watching it, but...
No, I get the complaints, but at the same time, it's fun. And that's, like, the whole point.
Yeah.
At this point, who goes to Michael Myers to watch something, like, deep and riveting? Like, it's been driven into the fucking ground. Like, how many Halloweens are there? You know what I mean?
And, I mean, how old is this motherfucker? Oh, but this is like a reboot, right? Is this still Rob Zombie Halloween, or is this like a different Halloween?
It's Jamie Lee Curtis Halloween.
She's in it?
Yeah.
But the last one she was in, she air quote, killed Michael Myers. The one with Busta Rhymes in it. Remember Halloween?
H2O.
Yeah.
Okay, no, so there's more, obviously, because he just doesn't die. Where she chopped off his head, right? That was it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was it.
What happened to the Rob Zombie reboots?
Those were just a different universe. It was like, you know.
I wanted it to be that.
That's like the X-Men originals.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, the new ones that are coming out. It's going to be a different universe. But, or Batman.
Who owns the rights to Halloween?
Honestly, I do not know. I don't know.
I want to know what streaming service I need to look
but
at.
But the last Halloween that came out was in 2018, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rob Zombie one, yeah.
No.
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 No?
No, this wasn't Rob Zombie.
No, the last Rob Zombie one came out way before that.
Yep.
You're right.
But this one is the Jamie Lee Curtis universe one from 2018.
Okay.
And so...
So they're doing this Halloween how they did, like, the last Terminator.
I don't know. I didn't.
My brother's Michael Myers, and I need a Michael Myers to kill a Michael Myers.
Something Inception? Like that, except for... it's like, I don't want to spoil it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that twist that they have on it now. Like, where... The point of view on Michael's different now,
but they like they make him like different household.
No, he's the same. It's just like he's a brutal ass. I'm gonna kill psychopath. Anything in my sight, I gotta
kill. Did they actually give him character in this movie this time, or is he just like I'm fucking stabbing you?
Yeah,
stab you.
Yeah, that's him. Just I'm gonna stab you, and that's it. I'm gonna chop you up. I'm gonna murder you brutally, bash your head in. Michael Myers, right?
Except for
his motive, like. They first they're like it's this reason, and throughout all the movie series you think it's this reason, but in this movie you come to the realization it has nothing to do with that at all, and everybody's just like, oh, okay,
interesting.
Yeah, so I like it for okay. for that reason.
Who gave this to me?
I did.
Okay,
so yeah, it was good. Halloween Kills, I wouldn't say if you got the money and you want to go out and watch a scary movie for Halloween, that's a good one.
A good Halloween series to watch, even though it's not really like a Halloween thing. It's just very, it feels Halloween-y because it's about vampires and shit. It's been out for a while. I just recently started watching it. I'm like 10 episodes in. What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking great. It's dude, it's fucking good. It's really good. You guys gotta watch it. Have you seen it, TJ?
I've seen an episode.
Which one?
I don't know.
It's like The Office, but with, like, vampires. And not an office. Although one of them works in the office, but he's not a vampire. He's like an energy vampire. He calls himself a daywalker. He talks shit to the other vampires. It's so fucking funny. He's like... he goes like, yeah, you gotta go out in the night because you can't go out in the day. Like, little sunlight hits you, like, oh, no, I'm going to die. Like...
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
This might be just a really hard question.
Mm-hmm.
But if the universe is expanding and everything is moving away from each other, then how come we gonna crash with the Andromeda Galaxy?
What was that? The universe started moving farther away and now I'm too far away.
I hope. My only hope is you continue to go away so I can keep this blunt.
God brought me back! So, you guys want to close us on the Florida Man?
Sure.
TJ, you're new to our new format. We have we close these on a new Florida Man report. Would you like to read this Florida Man right here, this top one? Just read that out loud to us. Here, have some boom mic. He's fine.
Flutterman strips his Harley Davidson of valuables, disables GPS, arranges for it to be stolen to receive a $30,000 insurance settlement, gets caught on camera handling the motorcycle... Sorry. handing the motorcycle off to the thief, gets arrested and charged with fraud.
How? Like, that should be, like, one of the most undercover things that you could do.
$30,000! Why wouldn't you just... Why would you hand the thief the motorcycle? Why wouldn't you hire the thief to thief the motorcycle?
Yeah. Florida man knows no fucking limits. He does what he wants when he wants.
Florida man does all the wrong things for the right reasons. Florida man needed this $30,000 to save his orphanage.
His orphanage slash meth house.
My meth orphanage.
My meth orphanage.
Somebody's got to find a home for all this meth.
The kids are made of meth. They're like little crystal kids. Like, your kids are gems.
Oh, fuck. Well, TJ, thanks for hanging out with us during this episode. We're not kicking you out. You're hanging out with us after I stopped recording this, obviously. But thanks for coming. It's been a while since we had a guest on. This was great. This was fun. It was good.
Yes.
If you ain't doing shit on Halloween, come on through.
All
right. We gonna be. You got a wolf mask?
No.
There's one right there. I'm pretty certain that's the one. I'm pretty certain that one's mine. I'm 100% certain that one's mine because I had. Remember we were making that film that we're gonna make with the wolf masks.
I don't.
That's the one I got for Jeremiah. It looks just like the one I got for Jeremiah. That floppy ass wolf mask right there. Cause remember I said I had for that fucking wolf mask, and we're gonna fucking have somebody like Ronald come by and like push me, so we can like film that one scene. It's all on the script.
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I don't remember. What the fuck you're talking about?
Oh, you just don't want to leak the information. I see what you're doing.
There's no information.
No, we wrote up. We'll talk about it later.
No,
I'm Sprout.
We didn't do that at all.
No, we did. That's totally Jeremiah's mask.
No. You fucking lie, and you talk a lot on a podcast.
It's a podcast. That's what we're supposed to.
Shut up.
Oh, skills.
It landed on my arm.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I wasn't trying to hit you with it.
I'm going to hit you
trying
with
to
it.
Gently throw a fucking dime at you.
Oh, that's violence.
Okay, you guys. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
That was TJ. I'm sorry, what?
I'm TJ.
What? He's TJ. I'm sorry. We don't have any announcements as of yet. But we will have some soon. Yeah. All right, we're out.
Yep, peace.
Peace.